My brothers and sisters in Christ, our gospel reading today is the well-known story of the prodigal son. It is often called the parable of the loving father. And there are a number of different themes throughout the story. First, there is the father's unconditional love and forgiveness for his headstrong son. His son is messed up. He wasted his inheritance on wine, women, and song. But apparently the father is able to look past all that, and he rejoices that his son has returned and welcomes him home with a lavish celebration. And then there are the themes of repentance and penitence. The wayward son having messed up his life and finding he is down and out, the son regrets his actions, comes to his senses, and humbly returns to ask his father's forgiveness, and asks only to be treated as a servant. And we see the theme of jealousy through the eyes of the older son, the son who apparently never gave his father any trouble, upset because he feels his brother is treated better than he, this in spite of all that he has done for his father. And the question of judging others also comes up. The Pharisees judged Jesus by the company that he kept. After all, he ate with sinners. And I guess that makes us all guilty and poor judgment. I dare say we eat with sinners every day, don't we? And I think the themes are relevant no matter where we are in our life. And unless we face those areas of our lives where we fall short, in our relationships with our family and our friends, and those people we call friends, with those we work with, and with those in our community, and I think even our world, we will not be the kind of people that God calls us to be. And most of us will identify with one or more of the themes in the prodigal son. I'd be surprised if the great majority of us wouldn't say, been there, done that. The themes of unconditional love and forgiveness, repentance and jealousy, or shortcomings, are self-imposed barriers with God. God is always with us. It's us that draw away from him. Much of the time, we don't even realize that we're doing it. Two of my siblings had a falling out many years ago, and on rare occasion they will speak to each other. Things were said, feelings were hurt, blame was made. And I have tried to mediate a tolerable peace between them, suggesting that they are family, and can they find it in their hearts to mutually agree that perhaps both of them were wrong, and to move on. I believe they love each other, but neither one is willing to give an inch. And unfortunately, many of us find it hard to let go of past hurts. So we bury them, and we accept that's just the way it is. We may even put ourselves on high moral ground to justify the way we feel, and without realizing it, it draws us away from God. I am persistent in my prayer that God will soften their hearts, and I will keep on trying because God really expects nothing less of me. And there is another theme in the prodigal son that I particularly identify with these days. Who knows what the word prodigal means? When used as an adjective, it means wasteful. The prodigal son was wasteful. He spent what he had on himself without apparent regard for anyone else. I personally never had a monetary inheritance to waste, but I do at sometimes find myself wasting the inheritance that Jesus left me, the same inheritance that he left to each one of us, the birthright he gained for all of us by his life, his death, and his resurrection. We are all born children of God. It is our birthright to share in the gifts of God's love for us. Among those are the gifts of food, clothing, and shelter. You, the people of St. John's, have a long, beautiful relationship of sharing your treasures with the less fortunate. We see the evidence in the food drives, the food shelf, the sock and the underwear drive, the clothing drive, the baby bush, the giving tree, St. Vincent de Paul, and the many prayer ministries we have at St. John's. And that's not the end of it. The list goes on and on. As children of God, we are to live his command, to love one another. And when we love one another, it's natural that we want to help each other. And how we help each other is different for each one of us. I think in the simplest terms, we help each other with our time and or our money and our prayers. So we have to ask ourselves, are we in any way like the prodigal son? Are we wasteful of what God has given us? Do we put our money and time to good use? Do we pray enough? Can we spend less time in front of the TV or surfing the net? Can we put that time to better use? Maybe in prayer or spending some time at a nursing home or shelter, visiting the lonely or those who are down on their luck. Can we skip a lunch or a dinner out and use that money to buy some socks or some food for those who are having a hard time? We can all ask the question, am I wasting what God has blessed me with? It's a question we can only answer for ourselves. There is no right or wrong. There is just right, what is right for each one of us. The question we need to ask ourselves, am I doing enough? Can I do more?